probably taking people in the face and some shit and got off.
Well, I should probably just kick it off. This is Panda Black Podcast. My name is Pete Berg, and joining me is good friend and host of Painted Black's Disenfranchised, Mr. Brian Katz.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
And across from me at the other side of the table here is Mr. Lou Figueroa.
What's up?
Lou doesn't get any special add-ons to his name, unfortunately.
No, because I waste my life away.
He's an online hustler. He takes people out in this game he plays on his phone.
You got to do something with your free time.
Dude, put the phone away. Get invested. Get in here. Come on. Join us.
All right. We're talking to the masses right here.
His face. It's so sad. What is the game that you're always playing?
It's Tower Defense.
What's it called?
Fantastica. It's like a card/RPG Tower Defense thing.
I'm curious because you're always playing it, so is it fun?
It's cool, but you got to play a lot to really get anywhere.
Here's like going to the flea market. Like, these guys just trade a bunch of shit.
It is like going to the flea market. Yeah, in fact,
you must be an animal at the flea market.
I want to go to the flea market and see if I can barter with items instead of cash.
What are you hoping to walk away with?
I don't know.
And where is there a flea market?
Tri-County.
I forgot. That place is skeevy.
It is. It's very skeevy, but they've got a really cool weapon shop where you can get a nice sword for $30.
Yeah, wow. That's what I need.
Yeah,
I need some shurikens.
Wonder if they'll
trade me for a box of cereal or something.
Was it I worked for a wedding singer that was obsessed with having all these fake swords and they're actually real. They're real swords and knives and all types of shit. And he had a big dragon, a wood dragon in his front yard, man. And he was the most delicate person you've ever met. His handshake was so delicate.
I had met him. He seemed dainty.
He's a very dainty guy. He had a ponytail. I mean, he's definitely hippie.
Should have just bought a gun instead.
He's a hippie, man. He likes dragons.
Maybe secretly he's some crazy badass.
No.
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 not even up for debate.
No, he's not. He's not a badass. He's a piano player. Can't punch nobody. Mess his fingers up.
That's true. It's his living.
He's living, man.
What's he doing handling sharp objects?
He doesn't handle them. He just has them on the wall.
Yeah. I've been meaning to display my swords.
How many do you have?
I've got the one samurai sword. I got one of those where it's the whole case is wood, and you pull it apart, and then reveals a sword. I got one that looks like a lightsaber with a real blade on it.
Interesting.
A lightsaber?
It looks lightsaber-ish.
Are they glass or something?
No, but the handle is all that.
Yeah.
Futuristic.
Oh, the actual handle.
Yeah.
All right, I gotcha.
And I also want to display my Nerf sword.
Oh, is that the one with the cylinder around it where you poke the holes and that's how you win the game?
No.
Oh, I remember that. Oh my god, those were fun.
It's a straight Conan sword.
You have it's a more modern recent thing.
Yeah. Those.
But holy shit, bro! I remember those. They had the hilt of the sword.
They had about
four targets on it.
And yeah, they had a couple targets, and you had basically fence each other.
It was ridiculous.
It was fun.
Well, it was fun at first until you realized that you're never going to win just by having a sword fight. So you end up just poking at each other's swords.
No, you definitely had a fence. You couldn't swing your sword. You would never hit the target.
Yeah, but when I was young, we were playing we had broadswords and hacking at each other.
We used to take those little pool noodles and just slap each other silly with those things, man.
Oh, we used to have, when I was a kid, maybe 10 or 12, I had a wiffle ball bat that was my sword. My cousin had a tether ball on the string that was his morning star. And we would just beat the shit out of each other.
Foam was fun, man.
We would do it full on role model style, where if you get hit in the arm, you have to put your arm behind your back.
Yeah.
And you'd end up just hopping on one leg for a while. That was plausible.
We used to just slap the shit out of each other, me and my friends. Well, you were my friends too, but you remember we bought all those lightsabers at Toys R Us and we kept slapping each other with them?
We had a lightsaber battle in the backyard. And those lightsabers broke pretty quick.
Do you remember I slapped Alex Zyba in the back with it, and he went down. He was like, ah, my back!
That kid couldn't take much. I feel bad for him.
I don't even know what that kid's up to at this point.
I do. Yeah. I had to defriend him on Facebook because he became a born-again Christian and would not shut the fuck up about it.
Well, that's a nice segue into Metateo.
I was going to bring that up. I am super curious. This is in all the news. Everyone's heard the story, but I want to get our sports guy's take. So start us off. Explain the situation.
All right. Basically, the player, the linebacker on Notre Dame, Manti Te'o, he had a relationship for about 3 years with a girl online, I guess via through Facebook and everything, I guess, except for Skype. But he ended up saying that she died of leukemia. And
how long ago was that?
This was December or November. Like, this is like right before the USC game. So,
this is a few months back.
This is right before the end of the season. Like, this is when they played USC. So it was like late November or early December.
Okay, and I'm guessing everybody was all...
Oh, yeah, it was a huge thing on ESPN.
Supportive.
Right before the game, everyone made a big story. Like, oh, Matt DiTeo, he has like a 4.0 grade average. The guy's a great guy. He stayed up all night with her on the phone, making, he fell asleep with her on the phone, and he's never met her, and he's just a great guy.
Okay, so he was a college player?
He's almost won the Heisman Series. He's one of the best college players, yeah.
Okay, because right away, fishy, screaming out.
Yeah, red flags.
He's a college athlete, college football player.
Yeah.
National attention on this guy. What fucking dude goes 3 years in a online relationship without fucking?
I mean, what person goes 3 years like without meeting a person? Like, I would have ended that after the summer.
Yeah, and they never arrange anything. Like, so instantly the bullshit radar is on.
It sounds messed up because, like, he's been dating her since, I guess, his sophomore year. And there's the whole thing where his friend set him up, and this guy Tuiasosopo, it says his last name, I don't know his first name.
Okay.
But he set him up or whatever, and they're basically he's been seeing her for about 3 years online, basically through typing. I don't know if he even talked to her on the phone necessarily, but he never saw her like in person talking.
Was there a Facebook account or something?
There was a Facebook account. They actually found out the picture of the girl on Facebook was stolen from another girl on Facebook. They had it in the paper today.
Okay, so follow up question. I know everyone's yelling catfish at this, but yeah. Which, by the way, not a bad movie.
I actually didn't see that. I just heard about Catfish the last 2 days because they kept saying Catfish is the same
story.
Well,
it's got a TV show now where I think it's supposed to be like real stories of this. I don't know. Interesting movie, though, from a few years back. So who was in charge of this Facebook account? Was this a hoax?
Well, they're still figuring that out. They don't know who was in charge of the Facebook account. They don't know who was talking back to him. He has yet to actually address the media. And they're all waiting for him to be like, I was duped. The Notre Dame, the school, was saying that he was duped, and he has great character and all this stuff. If you want my personal opinion, I honest to God think that it was a beard relationship, and he's just undercover gay,
which would make absolute perfect sense.
He goes to a Catholic school, which he's like the face of the program, and they wouldn't care too much if he was queer.
So how many pro athletes are, well, pro football players are gay, openly?
None.
I think that also plays into it, not just the college necessarily, but if he's hoping to get some sort of contract.
Well, I mean, I'm sure they're not openly gay, but they probably know if they are gay or not.
Right.
It doesn't matter if like the whole world knows you're gay. It all matters with your team because you're with your team every day.
Well, yeah, your team is your family at that point. But
they come out. Several players have come out after they have retired from the NFL, and they said they were gay and whatnot. But I think he's gay. There's no other explanation that I don't think he was on the phone with her,
Right.
He made up a fake relationship.
That's the other thing. They never had a phone conversation?
I'm not watching the podcast. I think they definitely had to have a phone conversation. It wasn't all but he never actually met her, Like, he never, Skyped her or, like went to Hawaii.
Whole thing is just ridiculous.
Well, who goes, gets in a car accident, and then they're like, you have leukemia?
Right.
It's like, oh, that's a bad twist of luck right there. I thought I just broke my femur. But yeah, it's what do you guys think just hearing the story? I mean, like, could you
gay
horseshit?
Think he's just stupid and he just got duped?
No, this is obviously just the stupidest hoax ever. I mean, no guy would ever go 3 years without ever talking to somebody.
All right, here's where the story gets a little more crazy. The father was huge friends with her too.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, he talked
his dad,
his father
was friends with the so-called fake, imaginary
the
girlfriend.
Fake persona. He was he talked
did
to
they
her.
Talk on the phone? Did they have human contact?
This is where it gets real interesting. They're saying that maybe there's a couple of ideas for him. I just think he's gay, but people are saying that he was using it to get leverage for the Heisman Trophy, because like, if you win the Heisman Trophy, it'll get you a lot of endorsements.
Right.
You get like, Subway and all types of shit will come your way. I mean, I don't know, man. It just doesn't make sense. I really want him to come and speak out and be like, this is what it was.
Yeah, I'm kind of the gay thing makes perfect sense. It makes absolute perfect sense. And if it's anything beyond that, I'll be shocked. Because I can't think of any other conceivable reason why this guy would go along with this lie and not realize it was a fucking lie. Mm-hmm. Seems pretty blatant, pretty obvious. And who the fuck goes 3 years in a relationship without ever laying eyes on the person?
Yeah, I mean, that would have ended with any normal person after, like, maybe the second I had off from school and I was like, yo, you want to meet up?
Exactly.
Like,
have you never heard of spring break?
Yeah, the second I had a chance to meet her, I'd been like, hey, you want to meet up?
You're a college athlete with, you know, a national spotlight. You could probably afford a trip to Cancun with you and your girlfriend.
Oh, those guys are all boosted up. Like, they could definitely get money.
Yeah, so the whole thing right there, bullshit. So he's either behind it for one of two reasons. One, the aforementioned gay thing. Two, trying to garner some sort of sympathy or attention.
It's either this, like you said, like sympathy or attention. Like, but there's so many easier ways to go. Like, his grandmother legitimately died like a couple weeks before that.
Yeah,
like, legitimately. So if that's why I think he's gay, because he could have had the sympathy vote anyway. Oh, my grandmother died. I'm playing for her. You know, like me. Why he didn't have to create a fucking fake relationship with some girl?
Yeah, what it sounds to me is exactly what you said. Beard relationship. Didn't want to let on. Wanted to be able to say to everybody, yes, I have a girlfriend. Attention started rolling in, and he went, oh, fuck, I'm in over my head here. She's dead. She's dead. Oops. Oh, no.
I bet you it was just like anything where once he became like a Heisman candidate, the background checks, cups start going on. They want to know everything about
background
him.
Background checks on how you're going to accept the trophy without the woman on your arm, you know?
Well, I'm just saying that they wanted to well, she was dead. But
well,
they're
just talking why he killed her to begin with.
Yeah, well, that's probably why he had to, because she didn't exist. But once he was up for the Heisman, he was in the national spotlight. All the media way it is now, they're starved for information. They want to know everything about you. Like
the story bugs me. It's annoying.
It's
for multiple reasons. One, it's retarded. It's a jackass. This guy's a jackass.
He's pretty stupid.
He's pretty dumb.
Because let's say he is honest and he was like totally in love with her and he was just stupid. Like, I think
that's
it's almost
sadder.
Worse.
That's even sadder. I would actually feel better for the guy if he was like, no, I'm gay. It was a cover up. Instead of what? I'm stupid. I'm just a big dumb dumb.
Like, I don't know, man. The whole stupid thing, that if he just was that honestly dumb like that, I would just be like, dude.
Like, if he's apologizing for his actions and drools on himself, like, and then I'm just like, that's just sad.
Matt D'Artagnan.
Matt D'Artagnan. Matt Damon.
Matt Damon. But, so hopefully we hear from him in the future, and then maybe we'll rehash it.
I would like for you to keep me up on this one, because I'm not going to really pay attention to it.
No, yeah.
But I'm super curious. But
well, it's probably going to be all over the internet. And like,
I'm bi curious.
I'm Teo curious.
Hang on, I gotta go call my imaginary girlfriend and tell her you said that.
That was my input for the last 20 minutes.
All right. Da, 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 da.
So let's move on to the old Knights of the Old Republic then.
I actually wanted to bring up, as long as we're talking sports stuff.
Sure.
Can you clarify the Lance Armstrong thing as well?
Guy's a cheater, man. He just fucking cheated to win that shit.
But he cheated throughout his entire career?
They said it goes back to 93.
It's this huge... That's another thing. Like, I catch these sports-related stories just on, like, you know, headlines on websites. I don't necessarily follow through. I know he apologized to Oprah a bunch.
He didn't even. He was just like, I'm a prick. I'm like, he just kept, like, saying he's a dickhead.
Well, he is.
But... No, he should have been like a heel wrestler. He should have got up and gotten the bad, like,
got the crowd.
I fooled all of you. You thought I was the greatest cyclist of all time. Shh.
I knew you people were dumb, but not as dumb as the people of Los Angeles.
Yeah, right. So what town are we in? Oprah, Chicago? All right. The Windy City stinks. Exactly. I can't even bike here.
He just comes out in an Al-Qaeda uniform.
Well, the big joke's on all of America.
Because for years, this man made us think we gave a shit about biking.
No. He made people ride around on $5,000 bikes looking like assholes.
And their fucking Livestrong bracelets?
15 years.
But here's why I think we should cut him some slack. How much money does the man earn for charity?
I'm not 100% positive.
But a fortune. You'd have
shitload.
You see those Livestrong shits everywhere.
Have they cured prostate cancer?
No, but he's earned a lot of money for charity. You're going to knock every charity that hasn't solved their problem? Because then you're going to knock every charity.
Fucking Jerry Lewis has been making tons of money for those kids. He hadn't saved one of those kids' lives.
But still, it's a noble gesture, and you're putting money where there wasn't money. And they could have made advancements with that money. And now we're going to fucking tear this guy down because he made himself faster on a bike.
I could care less what he did to cheat in the sport. I have to deal with people on the road that are taking up. They're like, I am a biker. I have the whole road, obviously. I'm going to veer into your lane.
Spit on them as you pass. But like, still, the guy made money for a good cause. And it's a stupid fucking sport.
It's not a sport.
Exactly. It's ridiculous.
It's a stationary bike.
You ride a bike. I did that too. And then I was old enough to drive a car.
Look, man, I just can't handle people buying retarded amounts of bike equipment. Like, the helmet is like a $500 thing. It makes you look like a banana.
Oh, yeah. The sleek design.
Yeah, it's like, I got to be super aerodynamic because, you know, I'm the Tour de France.
It's ridiculous.
I got to wear skin tight clothes on a 100 degree day in the middle of summer and veer into your lane.
But
in
see,
the road.
That's another. Like, he excelled at a sport Americans don't give a shit about in a country that Americans don't give a shit about. Why do we give this guy any? Did we like him because it was like, yeah, America?
Well, just like Teo, he was a survivor. You know, like he overcame the odds. Someone should really check his nutsack. I bet he has too.
He probably does. He's fucking he probably formulate that yeah. whole thing.
He tucks. The guy tucks.
He's a tucker.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even want to hear about him anymore. I know he has a part two. I think it airs tonight on the OWN network. I don't know if you know.
Now he's probably making, like, money showing up on these TV shows. And
if you're going to admit it, why go on Oprah? Who the fuck watches OWN network?
Who went after? Yeah.
Like, she's no longer, doesn't have her show anymore on whatever channel it was on.
Who's clamoring for this apology?
I don't know. Everyone knew he cheated. Who cares?
And who was chasing him so hard to prove it?
You know what I really...
Didn't they drug test him a bunch in the past?
Yeah, but he always passed it. See, what I don't respect out of that whole thing is that everyone... It's not like those European fucks were ratting on him. His teammates and the trainers were all ratting on him. They were just hating his shine. Like, when Landis got caught, the other guy who won right after him,
yeah,
he got caught for steroids. And then he's like, Lance Armstrong did it. And it was like, then this girl, like O'Reilly or O'Malley or whatever her name is, she ratted on him too. Like, all the Americans that were on his team ratted on him. That's why I don't think he should apologize for shit. I'd be like, yo, stop snitching, you motherfuckers. Like, he never failed a drug test.
How did he get away with it? Like, how does that work? He never fails a drug test?
I mean,
and then all of a sudden he's like, no, I was drugging?
How did, like, all those baseball players get away with it? I don't know. Fake pee?
I guess.
They can inject pee into your bladder, and then you pee the good pee out, and then you could beat a test like that.
Oh, that seems elaborate.
It is elaborate.
And painful.
There's like, you could put fake
catheters involved?
Yeah. You could put a fake cock on you, and it's filled with like...
Well, I saw that pee. In Entourage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of ways to get around these tests.
It's the extent of my knowledge on beating a drug test.
Right, I love that that's your basis of knowledge for beating drug tests.
Vince in season 6 was addicted to drugs.
Well, I saw in the first season of Duckman, he got around it by...
Duckman was a great show.
It was.
Well,
Jason Alexander?
Oh, yeah, he's funny, that's voice.
I'm guessing if you want to hear more about these kinds of stories and more pertinent sports information, you can go listen to Brian's podcast, Disenfranchised, on the Paint of Black Network.
These are just, I mean, they have to do with sports, but they're more like just news stories this week. You know,
at this point, which... This screams slow news week to me.
I mean,
very slow.
No one got bombed or anything. Like,
we didn't have a school shooting for once.
I actually saw on Yahoo some guy went to a Macy's with an AR-15.
Oh, yeah, but they talked him down or something.
Yeah, but people were mad that he went in with an AR-15. Like, it would have been cool if he went in there with a fucking...
What a quitter.
Other gun. Yeah, right?
So, you're not kidding about slow news week. I went to a gas station recently. The headline, front page of the newspaper was...
Oh, is this what I think
Subway is cheating us out of one inch
they
of
made,
foot long.
I saw that. It's three papers on the shelf at the 7-Eleven. One of them, gun control laws being passed.
Yeah.
Second one, gun control laws being passed. Third one, only 11-inch subs for $5 at Subway? Jesus, between this and the big fizzy drinks in New York, we're all fucked. Right. We're all going to have to start being thin or something.
The real problem with the Subway isn't the 11 inches.
No,
of the subs.
It's the fucking...
It's the 2 pounds of lettuce they put on your sandwich. I'll take a little bit of lettuce, and they're like...
Not the horse meat.
Or the gray Play-Doh-y chicken.
See, I used to originally... I think they changed their chicken because originally I used to like that, and now it's kind of like you said, like that crazy, like, fake chicken.
It's like a little tray of gray, unknown meat that they microwave for 20 seconds and call it chicken.
It's like that frozen Tyson shit, you know?
I can't do Subway.
It's, like, probably mixed with rib meat.
It's got this aftertaste. It's just like, ugh. You know you're in a Subway when you walk and you smell the Subway. Like, it's got that distinct odor.
Well, if I can go to a deli rather than a Subway, I'm definitely down for the deli rather than the Subway. It's either the bread's better, the cold cuts are better.
Well, yeah, because it's a Subway. It's like mass-produced grossness.
Yeah, the cold cuts are very low quality.
Yeah, everything about it. And Blimpie and Quiznos, same thing.
Blimpie, actually, my uncle owns one, and he was telling me that the meat's there. I mean, he might just be fucking with me, but like I don't go there or anything. But he was telling me that he bought that franchise because they don't give you bullshit meat.
Well.
I mean, I've never been to a Blimpie.
Then hopefully there's a legitimate, caring businessman who cares about the quality of my bologna sandwich.
You order bologna at these places?
No.
Like, let's go to the supermarket.
Exactly.
Bologna is questionable at a nice place.
So, look, I said it because the word bologna makes me smile, okay? Just say it.
Okay. Bologna.
See? You smiled when you did it. Lou, you.
I don't want
to. You're smiling thinking
That's
about
a
it.
Dirty word.
Dirty.
Bologna? It's
a fucking dirty, yeah.
Bologna.
It's not that dirty. It's kind of, you know, sexy, but, you know, it's nice.
Bologna. And it's spelled Bologna, so it's got a little bit of a...
There's a Y in it.
No, B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
G.
That's how you
Oh, you know what? I'm getting confused over these license plates they have at my deli.
Our head writer, ladies and gentlemen.
This spell checks. Who the fuck even uses the word bologna in anything? Come on.
I don't know. It's full of bologna.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm not in the 50s. Like, I'm not...
Yeah, people don't scream hot dog when they're happy either.
Hot damn.
Hot dog.
I still say that, but I'm actually referring to hot dogs.
You see a hot dog, you go, hot dog!
What's your brand?
I might, if I'm at the movie theaters, I might go, hot dog! And do like jazz hands. That's how I order my meal at the movie theaters.
That's like my holiday tradition.
And get him some Skittles, because this guy could taste the rainbow.
Well, every year when it's holiday season, people say happy holidays to me, or Merry Christmas, whatever, I respond in car ad slogans. Happy holidays. I go, happy Honda days. It is the reason for the season, a December to remember.
They're the December to remember Honda?
One of those does. I think it's like Lexus reason for the season. Or
I don't know why they feel that people are buying cars for Christmas for people. Like, I've never seen anyone or known anyone who's ever gotten a car for Christmas.
I hate the those Lexus commercials where they got the big bows on the cars.
Yeah.
Did you see that Key and Peele skit?
Yeah, they always, I got you a car bow, like in the commercials.
They're not giving car bows. They're giving cars.
And he's like, oh, fucking rich people.
Show's amazing.
It's pretty funny.
So, Lou, you had something here. Some video game news. We haven't done video games in a while.
Let's bring it up. Let's do it.
Well, since we were talking about homosexuality, I figured to bring up Knights of the Old Republic just trying to tell everyone, hey, we're finally working on same-sex relationships in our video games.
I mean, it's been a long time coming.
Do people...
They're the fucking last ones of the bunch, I mean...
Do people care?
No.
I mean, is there, like, some sort of outcry over this?
I don't think so.
Elton John's losing his top over it. He's sitting there playing Knights of the Old Republic, and he's like, I don't want to go with the girl.
Right. Finally.
But if nobody's upset about it...
Lightsabers and guy on guy.
Let me Jedi mind trick this little boy right here.
I mean, it's been around for a while now. It's not really a hot topic.
It's been around for the longest
fucking
time.
Dragon Age.
People got upset Mass about Effect. That back in Mass Effect. Like, Mass Effect 3 had the option for... Well, Mass Effect 1 and 2 had an option for female-on-female relationships, which is fine because they introduced an alien race that was all female that produced with whatever they wanted. Then number 3 comes out and goes, oh, by the way, you could be gay. People were like, this is awful. You actually play the game, and the guy goes... Like, I've played the game. You're having a conversation with the guy who's into you, and he shoots you a wink, and you go, you have two options. You either wink back, or you go, easy there, buddy, and walk away.
You forgot about the whole glory hole scene.
You can't...
Well, that was just off-putting.
You can't pull, like, your service rifle on him?
No, you're in the middle of a bar.
Yeah, what about the Tatooine, bro? Fucking Greedo.
That was a different kind of bar.
All right.
Jesus Christ. But otherwise in video games.
Have you played that game, by the way?
Knights of the Old Republic?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'd rather play, you know, the other games like other open world stuff like Fallout or Skyrim.
Both two of my favorites right there.
How was Skyrim?
Oh, I'm still in it.
Well, I see you level like 20-something. What level can you be up to?
I don't know. I'm just kind of going along my mission.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's one of those games where you got to dedicate. Not dedicate, but if you want to play it, you got to play it. Like,
yeah, but it's easy. Like, well, I have my setup. I have my computer in front of me. I'm playing Skyrim. And then during the conversation scenes, because there's quite a bit of conversation, I draw during those because you can just listen and take it all in. So I'm working during those. And then during the exceptionally long load times, I am just drawing stuff. And then you do a couple missions. And then next thing you know, you're in a city and you got to chat up a bunch of people. And
now, does it have a long load times because you downloaded it or...
No, I hear my load times are actually shorter than others.
So it's actually downloaded to your hard drive?
My drive. It's not pulling anything off a disk.
Damn. I guess it's got to load so much shit.
It's a lot. Yeah. There's no load screens in the game as far as being in the open world. So you're never just walking across through a mountain range and all of a sudden it's got to stop and load. You just keep plowing straight on through, mm-hmm. which is great because you never know what you're going to come across. And I know the game's a year old, but I just finally got it. And it's amazing. I'm in a town, and I'm having a conversation with a nice cat person. For some reason, there's cat people.
Petner.
And then you hear a roar, and there's a dragon. And he lands right on top of the building and starts breathing fire. And I'm like, I got this. And then behind me lands a second dragon. And this is not part of a mission or anything. This is just casual happenings
just
in the game.
Dragon landing?
So I kill two dragons, and then I notice a guy goes flying past me because a giant has apparently just wandered into the town and is kicking people across the stage. And giants are tougher than anything in that fucking game. So, I'm on a rooftop, like, trying to dodge them, shooting them with arrows and shit.
Are they, are the bigger creatures, like, intricate to beat? Like, what was that game where it was only, like, seven bosses and you had to, like, run around?
Oh, Shadows of Colossus?
Yeah, is it like that where you gotta, like...
No, not really. Because that game was all about beating these mammoth creatures, like, gigantic. Skyrim, they don't get that big.
Yeah.
The dragons are the biggest. And they're not even the strongest. They just... They're the plot-driven villain.
It's a same world as Oblivion?
Yeah. Oblivion, Daggerfall, all those Elder Scrolls games. Same series. And in fact, they all reference each other.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so it's kind of cool.
Do the characters go on, or is it like Final Fantasy where it's a new cast?
No, new cast of characters. But there are a couple in there that I'm sure were in other games, because they're referencing, oh, my home back in Morrowind.
Oh, yeah? Have you played the other ones?
I played a little bit of Morrowind with an old friend back when it came out. Was it Morrowind?
Was it Xbox 360 or was that a different game?
I think it was regular Xbox. I can't remember exactly which one it was because it wasn't my game. I played it for an afternoon.
Yeah.
And my comment at the time was, this is stupid. And then I...
You sound like a dickhead like that?
Yeah, this is stupid. What do you play? Because he was in a cave killing spiders for like 20 minutes.
You love J.R. Tolkien. That's like half the books.
Yeah, but they weren't cool spiders. They were like old Xbox spiders. They looked shitty. Now the spiders are badass. There's spiders the size of your horse in that game. You get lost easily. What about you? What are you playing?
Me?
Yeah.
I really want to play Resident Evil Operation Raccoon City, but no one will play with me.
I'm in Skyrim, dude.
I mean, no one has it. Lou didn't like it.
No.
Then I've been playing Assassin's Creed, but that's one of those games where like all the new games come out in November and they're all multiplayer games. So yeah. Like all my friends are online every time I want to go play it. And then I usually end up beating that in the spring just because all games in November will die out a little bit.
I still can't do multiplayer.
I mean, I play with all my friends. You know, like, it's fun.
Yeah, but I feel like I'm not getting anywhere doing it.
You don't, like, gain anything, but you just have fun.
Yeah, but I got things to do. If I'm going to play a game, I at least want to get that story across and achieve the ending to said game.
If there's no clear objective, like, quest, you don't want to...
If it's not going to wrap up a story...
What about Surviving the Night, man? Like Left 4 Dead or the zombies in Call of Duty?
Yeah,
I like Left 4 Dead just fine. I just got tired of it pretty quick.
I sucked that game before I met Lou.
Here's my problem. I played with Lou a bunch, and pretty much the game was follow Lou and do what Lou does. And then after that, it was like, well, I've done that map already. I've done that map. And you end up playing with people online, and it just turns into a speed run.
I don't like playing... with people I don't know necessarily. I like playing with, like, when me, Dan, Lou, you were playing. I enjoyed that because, you know, I don't like playing with anyone I don't know unless it's a sport game. Because a sport game, you don't need to talk to anybody. But, in, like, those games, you kind of need to, like, yo, let's go into this building. Yo, get my bag. Where are you? Do you have this weapon? Like, it's too much interaction with all the other players. Like, in the sports games, I don't need to say anything to the other people.
Right. Yeah, it's just head-to-head competition. But, like, what do you... At the end of it, What do you feel after? Let's say you're playing Left 4 Dead.
It's not about the.
You're playing Left 4 Dead for the 5,000th time. You've made it to the end of the same mission. You've crossed the cornfield. You're in the farmhouse. You survived the tank, and the helicopter comes. And it's the 10th time you've done it. What is the?
All right. Well, let me break it down for you. Just like your boy J.R.R. Tolkien, it's not about the destination. It's about the journey.
Well, I was gonna say, you know, the campaign is fun for a minute, but the real life of the game is in the multiplayer.
Just doesn't do anything for me. And I have no, like, even games that I've liked the multiplayer in, Gears of War comes to mind, I still feel a sense of emptiness at the end.
Horde mode in Gears of War was a fun mode, man.
I loved Horde mode, but that was also a finite mode. You get to an end. You complete something, and then it's, like, pointless to do it again because you've got your achievements.
Not in 3. You actually, the more you play it, the
more
you can build.
3 became a little involved for me.
The more you can build, like mech warriors and all that kind of shit.
That's the thing, though. In 3, you know, I'd get up to a high level and I'd get killed by a Brumac or something. And
that was hot when they had Brumacs in the Horde mode. That was sweet.
That was awesome until I just couldn't beat the fucking things. And then the people online are just yelling at me like assholes.
Well, I mean, I have a different thing when I play a video game. I don't necessarily like if I want to see a story, I go see a movie. Like if I play a video game, I care more about the gameplay and how much fun I'm having playing it.
The stories in these games, though, are better than a lot of movies nowadays.
That is true, and I do enjoy it. In some games, I will just take in the whole story. Like The Walking Dead, while it was fun, there wasn't that much you were doing. There was a lot of more decision-making, the downloadable game on the internet. There wasn't that much gameplay to it. There was a lot of like decision-making and like listening to people talk and you know shit like that. But the story was great, and it was fun, but I had more fun playing other games because the game itself was fun.
Right. Well, I fucking love that game. So.
I mean, it was great. I've had a great time playing it. And it had a lot of replay value because you could pick a bunch of different stories and stuff like that.
So, Lou, you started that, right?
Yeah, just started it. Got through the first section.
The first chapter?
Yeah, and then I just barely started the next. But so far, I'm already like, I got to play it again.
Who'd you save, the chubby guy or the reporter girl?
Obviously the girl.
Everybody saved the chick.
Obviously.
My girlfriend's playing it right now. She's like, I don't want to save this dork.
Right. he just didn't look cool enough. Like, if he looked like a strapping lad with like a
somebody
like,
who could help you.
Yeah, a shotgun on him, I'd be like, well, sorry, lady, you got
to
go.
He's like, no, I'm taking the place to put my penis ready.
Yeah, I thought, you know.
No spoilers going forward. I forgot. People are still haven't played it.
This is true. Well, you can't.
I mean, ultimately, you can't spoil it because you make your own decision.
There are certain set events that everyone I've talked to has gone through.
Well, I wonder if the chubby guy meets the same fate.
You mean?
Yeah, if that's the person that she deals with.
Possibly.
I got to replay the game. You know, with making other decisions.
I don't see why certain events wouldn't come to pass.
You know what I'm gonna do when I replay it? I'm gonna go after Kenny's kid instead of Herschel's kid because he wouldn't stop harping on that the whole time.
Same thing. I tried to save the kid, and I think I just hit the wrong button at the time. I was still figuring the game out, and God, he was this unrelenting prick for 5 episodes.
It was the last episode, and he's like, "You know what? You didn't care about Duck when he was in trouble at Herschel's farm." I was like, "I have had Duck's back every step of the way."
Like,
I gave the kid food. I tried to protect him. I shot him when you wouldn't,
dude. Spoilers.
Well, you can't pay attention to it.
How many times do I got to tell you?
Yo. I mean, you know, it was great how Duck lived.
Poor Lou's shaking his head over there.
You're definitely the worst with the spoilers.
Yeah. It's like, then when the world explodes at the end, yeah. I didn't see that coming.
You're like, man. My mother. You know, I'm like, oh, I want to watch this movie. The one where, like, the guy dies at the end? I'm like,
yeah, man.
You don't define a movie by its ending.
I'm sorry.
Sure
unless you're the
it.
New movie, right. John dies at the end.
Right. Lou, I mean, when you took a look at the kid Duck, the guy is a half-tard. I mean, did you really expect him to make it through?
He was described
as a dullard.
Yeah.
As a dullard. It's one of my favorite words ever.
I mean, the kid couldn't add, man. Like,
low expectations for sure.
He wasn't meant for the post-apocalyptic world.
But you'd be surprised what characters can make it to the end there.
Really?
Yeah.
Give me one post-apocalyptic movie where the fucking
I'm talking within that
nowhere.
Game series. Like, certain characters I didn't necessarily expect to make it to the end made it to the end.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did they survive again?
Spoiler free. But yes, certain characters can make it to the end.
I've never encountered a character that was like, that I was like, he definitely made it through the whole way.
And certain characters that you'd hope wouldn't die, mm-hmm. die. That's just the way the game worked. It played it off very nicely. That final chapter, I can't wait for Lou to play it so we can talk about it. It
has a couple epic scenes.
I'll tell you
scenes.
This. When you finish the game, stay till after the credits.
Oh.
Do yourself a favor.
I'm not that guy at the theater who's sitting there waiting for something that might not happen. Like, nah, I'll hear about it.
Well, it just gives you a little bit of closure.
You see, I actually...
And then pisses you off equally at the same time.
I don't know when that started, but now I feel the need to sit through the fucking credits every movie I go
to. Well, I want
to
touch on that in a moment. All right, let's just get into it. We touched on this last week. I made a promise to Brian.
Mm-hmm.
And when I make a promise, I live up to my promise.
Mm-hmm.
And that promise was Brian watched Looper on my recommendation and hated it, despised the movie. I have not heard – we have not had a conversation where you haven't shouted Looper at me. So I decided
– we've been talking for like about a half an hour. I haven't mentioned Looper.
But I decided, out of the goodness of my heart, I was going to watch a movie that you recommended
mm-hmm.
to me that I – really had no interest in watching. Little film called Battleship.
I didn't recommend it to you. I defended it.
You defended it in recommending.
And
you
just
recommended
said,
it when you...
No. I said you just watch it before you just hate on it. Because I'm sick of having arguments with you guys where you just like, it's after a fucking board game.
Well,
and I'm like,
before,
just watch the film.
Before we get too far into it, yes, I do want to say I watched it. Did you watch the after the credits sequence?
No.
Okay, well, I'll get to that. It's like the rest of the movie. It takes too long for nothing to happen.
They set up for a sequel?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Which is...
It probably won't happen because it didn't make any money.
Awful.
The sequel better be fucking like Domino Rally.
I was...
It would
have been a better movie.
It's Battleship 2, Electronic Battleship.
Okay, well, I just want to say...
Four.
I did go into the movie. I started watching the movie with a clear head. I got some snacks.
Yeah.
Sat down.
What snacks?
I got a couple of those Butterfinger Bites.
That's a good call.
Yeah,
that's a good
call. 7-Eleven. And a bag of Gummy Savers, which I just haven't had.
With the butter, that's like a kind of a crazy like...
Two separate snack occasions. They weren't eaten back to back. They weren't eaten in conjunction in any way.
I was going to say... Nice.
Sometimes I like to mix my chocolate with a little gummy.
Yeah, because I thought you were going to say like a bag of popcorn, and that sounds like they definitely...
No, I set myself up. I went down to the 7-Eleven down the street. I was like, what's good here? And I grabbed a sandwich. I grabbed my Butterfingers. I grabbed my gummies. And that was about it.
Have you ever gone to a 7-Eleven and actually seen those like cookie dough candy? Because I only seen it at the theater. I've never seen that candy.
If they were at the 7-Eleven, I would buy them.
Because it's delicious.
Yeah, those things rock.
Yeah.
The little chocolate-covered ones?
Yeah, the little chocolate-covered cookie dough things are great.
That might have saved Battleship for me. But I just want to say, I did sit down with a clear head on it,
mm-hmm.
and I decided going in, I'm going to watch this in the same way that I watched other movies I enjoyed that are in the same vein. Independence Day, Armageddon, you know, the Michael Bay, Transformers, what have you, regardless how I felt about the second and third of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I did go into Battleship with that frame of mind. Within a few minutes of Battleship, I was getting a bad feeling. Somewhere around the... minute 8 of the homoerotic soccer game.
They were cut up like Top Gun.
It was so Top Gun. That whole it's like, oh, we need to show Jack dudes running around.
The only problem was it was soccer instead of volleyball. It should have been volleyball. It
should have been chess. Anything. It was horrible.
Chess would have been really off-putting.
Okay. So I'm going to quickly run through the plot here for Lou. Okay, so Taylor Kitsch.
Sure.
Taylor Kitsch, you know who he is? John Carter?
Yeah.
Gambit?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, guess what? He's a good-for-nothing kind of layabout dude. You could tell because he has long hair. Now his brother, the vampire dude from True Blood,
sure.
goes, get your life together, and he's...
Okay, I think I know his name. I think his name is Alex Skarsgård.
Alexander Skarsgård, that's right.
Nice. Yeah.
I kept calling him Eric Northman the whole movie. Only, it was so weird to see him tan, it didn't look like him. I'm so used to him.
Oh, he got like a lobster because he's so like Nordic.
Yeah, that show, he's so pale, and in the movie, he's just red.
He probably only spent like he wasn't in the movie that much. He probably spent maybe 3 weeks up there and got totally red.
Right. He's not in that much of the movie anyway. So,
well, yeah.
So across the bar, they're at a bar, of course, and it's Taylor Kitsch's. Now, I should also mention they all have horrible names. Taylor Kitsch, I believe his name is Hooper. Right,
sounds a lot like Looper.
His name is Hooper, and his brother...
Yeah. Hopper.
Hopper. And what's his brother's name? Same last name, Skipper. Alexander Skarsgård.
Skipper.
Commander Stonehopper.
Stonehopper. Fuck you. Yeah. Okay. So you could tell names. You could tell right away that he's like this shiftless lad. He's never going to amount to anything, right? He's got long hair and he's drinking a beer. Then he sees her, Brooklyn Decker, across the bar, because that's totally believable. Chicks like that go to dive bars all the time. She wants a burrito. He breaks into a 7-Eleven to get her a burrito in a hilarious sequence.
Now, question. If Brooklyn Decker showed interest in you, would you break into a 7-Eleven to get a burrito?
I'd break into the White House. But I don't expect to see her at my local sports bar.
All right, so I'm already confused. How did he break into a place that is always
you ever,
open?
You ever see that video?
Oh, he running up to the door and they're like, sorry, close. Offensive Asian lady.
You ever see that video where like the guy breaks through the ceiling to that liquor store? And like wrecks the whole place and he can't get back up.
It's clearly ripped off of that. They took homage to that.
Why were they closed?
Because it was 11.
It's like Hawaii.
03 or something. Yeah, the whole movie takes place on Hawaii for some reason.
Because it's a naval base, you know?
I guess so.
So he gets the burrito, but he gets tased before he could give it to her. And next thing you know, his brother's yelling at him and goes, you know what? You're joining the Navy. Which he does. And guess what? He has short hair now, but he's never going to make it. He's dating Brooklyn Decker, but her dad, Liam Neeson, hates him because he's such a screw-up. No way this guy's going to be a hero, right? Oh, just wait. A bunch of retarded monkey lizard people are going to come down for some reason, cover this area where they're performing naval exercises in a bubble, and play Battleship with
now,
them.
Now, to be fair, they covered the area so they couldn't get attacked by anything else.
Which makes sense because the alien fleet decided to only bring the Navy. They didn't bring any spaceships. They didn't bring anything that could have possibly made them an effective invasion force.
Well, how many aliens have an effective invasion force?
Fucking any other movie. At least in Independence Day, they took out some major cities.
They got a virus downloaded by Jeff Goldblum.
They still blew up Washington, New York.
Bro, you can't get Macs and PCs to talk to each other, but they fucking downloaded a virus from...
You're only hurting your point by tearing down the closest movie to Battleship that I enjoyed. So, plus, I was 16 when I enjoyed it. So, I'm putting myself in...
See, I don't have a big problem with Independence Day other than the fact that I just hate movies where it's not a straight-up fight and, like the aliens weren't better than us. They just had the force fields, and the second they lost them, they got annihilated.
Here's what takes them out, and this is my favorite. There's a black dude in the movie who's driving around with Brooklyn Decker, right? And he's a big burly.
He's a Giants guy.
Is he? Who is he?
He's the Giants derive hope from him. Like he sits on the sidelines all the Giants game. That's why he's wearing a Giants hat in the movie.
Okay.
I'm like one of the only people who recognize that guy.
Yeah.
Like,
see, I would never have guessed that. To me, he was the guy with no legs. He had those metal joints, like the prosthetic running legs. He was the guy in the movie who kept going, things were better back when I was in the NFL. Things were better back when I played ball, every line in the fucking movie. So him and Brooklyn Decker, they get close to the machine that's generating the force field. So guess what he does?
He football tackles it.
He football tackles every alien in the area until he could shut down the machine. They run the car into it. It was kind of pointless. So you have obvious, hooray story, legless guy tackles aliens who are so pointless. They can't look at the sun. They have stupid, spiky, goatees.
We're all sitting here with goatees.
Yeah, but they're not made of quills. And they keep going, oh, they're like lizards. They look like apes. They look like gorillas. They got these big pronounced jaws and like...
No, they had lizard eyes. That was the thing.
Stupid. If you're going to go lizard, go full lizard. You're going to keep...
They had lizard eyes.
And for some... My other favorite part, in the very beginning of the movie, they're like, we sent a signal out to space to this other planet that might be like Earth. And then one guy, just like the lone scientist, goes, yeah, if they come down here, it's going to be like Columbus finding a new world, and we're the Indians. And then I was like, oh, that's not completely a fucking stupid setup. Like, who fucking would say that dumb line? And then the rest of the movie.
Certainly not the Indians.
The rest of the movie, he's going, I knew it. We're the Indians. And then he hits an alien with a car door at one point or something.
All right. Here's my thing between Looper and this movie.
Oh,
right?
I'm not even done. So.
Well, I'm just saying.
I hate it. All right.
You have a lot of problems with the characters and the designs of the characters.
And the
shit they say.
The plot, the story,
no, you've
the
never
conclusion.
Said, you actually haven't said anything about the plot yet.
Oh, I'm not there yet.
All right.
Okay, so the aliens cover, what, 14 square miles of fucking ground?
It's not exact. I don't know.
They don't cover anything in their little force bubble.
They cover up the whole Navy.
And they only bring the fucking Navy. They have ships. Why do they have ships? What are they going to accomplish with boats? Boats that jump through the water like fucking fish, but they're boats.
I don't know.
What is the fucking plan here, aliens?
Their plan was to get their boys, the rest of their boys here.
Yeah, but so you bring boats and you cordon off the whole area outside of Hawaii with boats? You don't just go like some unsettled island in the fucking Barbados or something?
Well, they just found out that this place exists.
Well, they go down there and they kick everyone's ass. They kill the brother. And now it's time for revenge. So now guess who's all of a sudden in charge? Mr. Fuck-Up, right? All of a sudden, he's the boss. And guess who's on the boat with him? The Asian guy who he's having a fight with. The Chinese military guy who got kicked him in the face during their soccer game.
Well, technically, everyone who abandoned all their ships, there's one ship left.
Right. So, and that ship does eventually get destroyed. So they take one of those old boats, which is like from the 40s, with the 80-year-old sailors, and they arm it, and they manage to take down the giant alien ship with that fucking thing.
All right, but it wasn't like it was a straight-up fight. They used the remember they couldn't see in the sun?
Yeah, but it was all about dropping anchor at the right moment and doing her left.
Yeah, I mean, that was stupid. That was stupid. It was impossible.
It was the most boring fight ever because he's going, wait for it. Drop anchor. Are you sure? Drop it. Slight left.
Yeah, but I mean, have you ever seen like a sweet-ass naval battle?
Well, no, and that's why we probably shouldn't have made a movie called Battleship.
Well, I mean, are you really offended by the name of it?
No, but if you've never seen a sweet-ass naval battle, why are you making a movie hinging on naval battles?
I don't know.
On sci-fi naval battles. It's the dumbest thing ever. And they come from outer space to fight beautiful people off a boat.
Would you rather them fight ugly people?
So then, here's the other thing. Okay, the ending to that flick. The final thing. They finally get the force field down through no benefit of Taylor Kitsch. No benefit.
Well, he couldn't go on land. Remember, he was stuck in that.
Yeah. The real hero of that movie, they keep giving, at the end, they keep giving awards to Taylor Kitsch and his Asian friend. And him going, I saved the world. You didn't save the world. The guy with no legs who rammed the thing with the car did. He saved the world because the second that force field's down, Liam Neeson goes, I want these planes in the air. And then seven planes fly by and blow up every alien in the vicinity within 30 seconds.
You know how fast those planes go?
Yeah, fucking five of them. Done. That was the most least intimidating aliens I've ever seen in my entire life.
What about those bitches who died from, like, smallpox? And
the War of the Worlds one? At least they managed to get on land and do some damage.
What about those guys who are throwing smoke out their hands and signs? Getting beat by water.
Those would lose in a fight to the monkey reptiles from Battleship. Those were just the worst.
My favorite.
Well, those two would never meet because one is only in the water. But they only brought their boats. And the other one can't touch water.
My favorite alien invasion type thing was Critters, man. You remember Critters?
Yeah, of course.
They were the best. They were like these like the bounties were going after them. They were like these like intergalactic criminals.
There is shit. Critters.
So while we're on the subject of movies that you liked and have suggested, have you ever seen Get the Gringo?
Oh, yeah, it was awesome.
The Mel Gibson one? I can't. I haven't brought myself to watch it yet.
Oh, God.
It was sweet, man.
In that, like, super campy.
That's your alley.
Like,
that's why I recommend it.
Yeah, but not on purpose, just because he's an old-ass man whose skin just looks like fucking leather that's been in the hot sun for...
I mean, that had nothing to do with the movie. Like, he just looks old.
He was just a super racist fuck who ends up in a Mexican town prison. I call it that because they have everything you would need in a small town. It happens to be walls.
It was a prison that was run by the Mexican cartel, and they get to live their regular lives.
So
but they can't leave.
You don't even see any guards or anything. It's just
the guards on the outside. You can't leave.
But there was fucking women and children just chilling.
Yeah, that was the deal. It was a cartel prison where like they get to live their normal lives. They just couldn't leave the area.
Well, it was pretty absurd, which I was willing to let go. I'm like, all right, well, this is kind of funny in a way. You know, I wish Alex was here because he's going through it. He's like, I bet you he's going to do this. I bet you he's going to do that. Sure enough, you know, it happened. Towards the end, the child... spoiler alert, all right? Mm-hmm. The child, they figure out they want him for his kidneys or something.
Yeah.
So Mel Gibson has to burst in and save the child before they transplant it. And Alex is like, he better not go in there and be like, put back the kidney. Sure enough, 1 minute later, this motherfucker forward rolls into the operating room and is like, put that kidney back right now.
That was my big regret about Battleship, is at no point did anybody turn to the camera and go, they sunk our battleship.
That's bullshit, because you told me that was your biggest fear, that someone was going to say that.
I know, but if it was so bad, I was hoping it's... After they set the grid and they shot pegs at the ships...
Well, the aliens, that was their weapon.
I know you thought that was awesome, but they shoot these missiles out, right? And the camera, like, slows down as these giant missiles are going... And then you see the shape of them, and you're like, oh, fuck off.
Dude, but if that was a weapon against Navy, it would utterly destroy Navy.
It's just when you're like, and also when you're hearing them go.
Tell me
like,
that shit wasn't an effective weapon.
I don't know.
It cut right through their ship.
Yeah, and they still got taken out right quick. Okay, so I wanted to ask you this. So sure. You didn't stay for the after credit sequence.
No.
It's like a 10-minute sequence.
10 minutes?
That's awful. And it's a group of kids find this weird stone.
Oh, I see. I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, that was the after credits part.
Yeah, I saw that part.
Okay, so they get the stone open, and then, no, they're trying to get it open, and then the redneck shows up, and he's like, I'll get that open. And then they're all spending like 5 minutes opening the thing, and then it cracks open, and then you just see them run away, and a hand pop out, like a clear alien hand. That is the worst cliffhanger ever.
What do you want from me? You wrote that shit.
I was saying, all right, that's the biggest middle finger that movie gave me, too, is right at the end. I'm going, ugh, 2 hours of my life down. Boom, written and directed by Peter Berg.
I know, so you only got yourself to blame.
Fuck that, dude. I'm going to quote Office Space. Why should I apologize? He's the one who sucks.
Michael Bolton?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he did Friday Night Lights, was a good movie.
I actually never had a problem with him. I like The Rundown. I like The Kingdom.
Kingdom's a really good movie.
I like his movies just fine. This one, though, holy fuck. It's unwatchable.
You watched it?
Yeah, and I was hating myself the whole movie. I threw out my gummy savers.
Well, I mean, it has nothing to do with the movie.
In disgust.
Well, I mean, look, it was what it was, man. I thought it was entertaining. I was laughing when they made the whole board. The little pegs were funny to me.
Like I said it before, I'll say it again. I never sat down and played a battleship game with anybody and went, you know what I need? This, but bigger.
Oh, aliens. No, you didn't have that game when you... I think I'm the only kid who ever had a game. I had Battleship, but it was bigger. It was a huge board. It was the size of, like... It was bigger than a Twister board, right? And it was plastic. You rolled it out, and you had these little plastic gray ships that shot out discs at other ships.
Oh, really?
And if you hit them in a certain spot, the other ships blew up.
How is that Battleship?
How is it not?
Because they shoot little discs. That's not part of Battleship?
I mean, it's not literally the company that made Battleship. It was a game that was ship-based where you rolled dice and you got to shoot ship.
Oh, okay. So I was expecting Battleship battle. Like,
no, you don't call out B-5. And,
like, I had electronic Battleship, but it was bigger.
No, you roll dice to see how many discs you shot, and then you get to move your pieces. And it was kind of like that Castles, like Kings. What was that game with the catapults and shit?
I know what you're talking about.
Kind of like that, but it was easier to hit things because it was all one. Everything was on one level. It wasn't like catapults where it was fucking. You had to aim for like distance and height.
The most fun game of Battleship I ever played was when my friend from work a few years back built a Battleship beer pong game, where it was the full beer pong table, and then you line up your cups, you have blue cups with water, and then red cups with alcohol in the shape, like three, and then four, and then two, like the different lengths of the ships, and then he took a board. And put it in the middle to block the two sections. So it wasn't super tall, but you couldn't really see over it unless you like.
There's no bouncing of ping pong, though?
No bouncing.
Are you just guessed like.
You just lean back, whip it over the wall, get a good arch on it, and then hit a cup.
I mean, you still throw the balls, though.
Yeah, you throw the balls. Those were your pegs, essentially. And if you hit a water cup, nothing. If you hit a ship cup, they had to drink it. And the goal was try to sink all their ships.
Well, I'm ready to play that right now. That sounds awesome.
It's fun, right?
Yeah. So you played a good fun game of Battleship.
Yeah, because it was booze related.
I got it. If they make a sequel to that, I got to take you to the premiere.
I'll tell you what. I'll go with you. I'll go with you just to mock it throughout. I'll live tweet it.
I'm fine. It's not like I'm a huge fan of that. I just didn't think it was terrible.
You had talked it up for a little while.
No, I just...
You had talked it up for a few
I wasn't talking it up. I wouldn't say it was great. I knew you guys were going to hate it. I was just saying that, like, you guys were just straight off the bat hating without watching it. And I was just
because,
like,
the commercials at least made it seem like, hey, you like this Liam Neeson guy. He's in there. He's like our hero, and he's in three scenes.
Oh, he's barely in the movie because he gets right off the bat. He gets shut out outside of that little.
It's what you call a paycheck movie. He gets shut out of the bubble right away, and it's like, I don't like you, Taylor Kitsch. And then at the end, he's like, all right, you're all right. He really had nothing in that movie. This is awful. Ugh.
Well, I mean, he wasn't really part of it. Like, Taken 2, though, I heard was terrible.
I heard the same.
It was bad. I went to watch it.
Was they were like, I'm going to take your kid again?
No, the kid doesn't even get taken. He gets taken.
Take Liam. Who saves him?
Himself.
He has a very specific set of skills.
Who would take that guy? The guy's an animal. He just killed everybody.
Apparently, like...
Who's going after him?
It's, you know, all those guys that he murked when he's like, oh, I told you I'd find you.
Yeah.
And like, apparently, like, those guys, like, one of those guys, his dad is so, you know, distraught that his fucking slaver child got killed in his line of work.
That he sends people after Liam Neeson?
Yeah.
Now, here's the main part of the movie. Do they try to sell him a sex club like they did his little daughter?
No.
That would have made the movie for me. Usually Neeson's got a giant cock.
It was just kind of weak. You know, he enlists the daughter to help him here and there.
I bet you when he was making the first one, he was probably like, this is pretty stupid.
That first one's fun.
No, the first
it was
one's
awesome.
It's fucking silly with the amount of neck chops there are in that.
Well, that's his move.
There's like virtually no neck chops in number two.
Also, the lack of neck chops is disturbing.
No, like, see, that's a continuity error.
Yeah. Also, you know, at one point, he straight just mushes a guy, and the guy is just dead. All he does is put, like, his hands on the guy's face and just pushes. And the guy's like, ugh.
There's nothing better than a deadly mushing.
Well, I mean, mushes can be deadly.
I don't know about that.
I've seen some devastating mushes in
because
my
it was like it was getting towards, like, the pinnacle of the movie. And he's fighting this badass, and then all of a sudden, mush. Like,
he never got back up. He was 6 feet deep after that.
Because the guy was like sitting in a chair, like he had gotten like pushed down into like a sitting position, and then he was mush.
Did the Wilhelm scream go off?
Nothing. The guy was just like.
Do you know what the Wilhelm scream is?
I don't know anything about that.
It's like that scream. Like, everyone dies. Like in any movie, they always
do yourself a favor.
You mean like. That one sound bite of
yes.
A guy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sort of.
Yeah.
Don't really sound like
well,
that.
I mean, no,
there's one sound bite I hear in a lot of shit.
Do yourself a favor and just YouTube it. Yeah. Wilhelm Scream compilations.
Nice.
And you'll be shocked how many movies that thing's in.
I don't know how that got recycled so much.
It's fun to look for it now.
It's probably,
it actually takes me out of the movies now. When I'm watching a movie and I hear a Wilhelm Scream, I go, oh. There was one in The Hobbit. And
was there?
Yeah. During really? The cave troll, the Goblin City escape.
Yeah.
They kick a goblin off the bridge and he goes falling and you're, ah! I'm like, oh, Wilhelm.
You know what I just rewatched today? Because I found it on Netflix. I mean, I watched Terminator 2 again today and it is still the best sci-fi movie.
I watched
movie.
That probably 2 weeks ago. That movie holds up.
It's still the best sci-fi movie I've ever seen.
Those effects hold up a little bit?
The sound is amazing on it right now. It's been... Any sound of any movie I've heard, the effects are just that first scene where that fucking that Terminator steps on that skull. Oh my god, the sound is great on that.
Yeah, I have you seen or heard of Chris Jericho's new show?
Like a TV show or like a podcast?
He's got a TV show on sci-fi.
Yeah,
and it's robot fighting, but not like BattleBots was.
But didn't Mankind do that? Like wasn't he the host of that shit? Mick Foley, didn't he host like BattleBots?
No, it was like Joe Rogan or something.
I'm almost positive.
I remember something.
It might have been. He might have been like a.
He probably just got
replaced.
Like the kids built the robots to fight each other and shit, and like he was just like.
Well, you know what? There were two shows like that on at the same time.
Well, this new one is honest to God like real steel. They're actual bipedal robots who follow the people who are controlling them.
So what? Just like full size Rock'em Sock'em.
Yeah, pretty much. And he the reason I bring it up is when I was watching a commercial and he goes, you know that scene in Terminator where the robot steps on the skull? That's what we got.
You know?
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
And you see him like.
I thought it was the coolest when the Rock'em Sock'em got upgraded to include kung fu kicks.
They had kung fu kicks?
Do you remember that?
Yep.
And
I had
no, I don't know
I had a Street Fighter set. of Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Ryuken?
No, it was Ryu Guile.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was a weird mix.
You figure they just want to use the same model as the
exactly,
other one, right?
Exactly, switch the heads. But they would throw uppercuts and really stiff kicks.
And one guy would sonic kick and the other guy would be like, Hadouken!
No, I wish. They didn't even have sound effects. It was a cheap toy.
It's Hadouken!
It's from like 94 or something.
Did you actually ever see the movie Real Steel?
No, I actually haven't.
I heard it was only 5% robot fights.
Well, because much like the aforementioned Battleship, when I hear there's a movie based on a game I didn't like when I was a kid.
I don't know if it's the fact that I'm in love with Evangeline Lilly, but I liked it.
I might watch it for her.
She's just so beautiful.
She's something else. My buddy from Canada, who I used to work with, went to high school with her.
Is she from Canada?
Yeah, she's Canadian.
She's gorgeous, man.
He said she may have gotten around a little bit.
Good for her.
You should have gone to her high school.
Oh, she's like 10 years older than us, right? She's got to be like 40.
I don't know if she's that old.
Yeah, like six.
I'd put her in her 30s.
Mid-30s?
Probably.
She's decent amount. Because like when she was on Lost, dude, we were like in almost like right out of high school.
Yeah, and she couldn't have been older than 22 in that
show. She was older than that. You got to remember.
Everybody seems older when you're
No, they are young. Older. Fucking Luke Perry was like 29. He played a high school kid.
Yeah, but that case was famous that he was older. I mean, that's a... Well, in general, I think that's more an exception.
Like all those scary movie people, like, oh my God. I forget Anna Faris and all those. Like, they were playing teenagers, but they were actually like in their mid-20s.
Well, I remember... Well, she's like 34 or something.
Actually, what's the actual movie? Scream, like Matthew Lillard and...
I got that when watching like a lot of Apatow movies early on. Like Seth Rogen, Jason Segel. I thought they were much
older. Seth Rogen's our age.
Seth Rogen is literally our age.
Yeah, he's born...
Jason Segel is literally 2 years older than us.
Yeah, it's actually his birthday today.
Jason Segel?
Yeah.
Oh, happy birthday, Jason Segel.
Happy birthday, Jason Segel. I just watched Freaks and Geeks again. I love that guy.
That's great... You know what's messed up? That show and Undeclared were two awesome shows that got canceled way before they got a chance.
I love those. Well, I like Freaks and Geeks a lot.
Did you watch Undeclared?
I've caught an episode or two back at your house, I think, but this was a while back.
I always remember this one episode where this guy was in love with this girl, but she was a hippie, and he had, like, the flu, and she was medicating him holistically. And Seth Rogen was just like, yo, let him go to the doctor before your hippie bullshit kills him. Right? Dude, it was pretty funny, man. I have that. If you want to borrow that, I have that on DVD.
It's on Netflix.
Oh, well, you can watch it on
Netflix. Let's go watch it on Netflix. Yeah. I think I need a follow-up to Freaks and Geeks again.
It has the guy from Tenacious D in it. It has Jason Segel in it. Ben Stiller's in it.
The guy from Tenacious D, you mean?
Kyle.
Oh, Kyle Gass?
Yeah, not...
Not Jack Black.
Yeah, not Jack Black.
Okay.
It was a really good show, man. I enjoyed it. I remember when it came out.
That's an Apatow, right?
Oh yeah, it has all those people. Rogan. Yeah.
I just got my screener for This Is 40.
That's like the prequel to
sequel.
Sequel,
sort of sequel, in that it involves the secondary storyline couple.
Well, I thought it was before they met them. I thought it was like
no. It's after. It's they're mentioned in it, from what I understand.
You know what part of that movie, the original Knocked Up, I was just like so against, where what's her face was so pissed off at him because. He like went to go watch movies without her and shit like that.
Well, she was awful. She's an awful person. The character and the actress.
You don't like her? Like
you hear that actress speak? Like she's
her voice is obnoxious.
No, I mean like the things she says in interviews and shit.
The fuck was that?
My bad. I'll cut that.
What was it?
I just tapped the mic with my hand.
Damn.
Woo.
Technical difficulty. I never listened to her in an interview. I know that's Apatow's wife.
No, not
the
Leslie Mann.
I'm talking
about the chick from Knocked Up, the Katherine Heigl.
Oh, Heigl? No. I heard she's a dickhead, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh, and she takes me out of movies.
I meant Leslie Mann.
No, she's awesome.
Well, that's the person I remember. No, I'm saying when she... No, I'm talking when she was talking to...
That scene.
Paul Rudd.
Okay, when he's off doing the fantasy football thing.
Yeah, and he said, baseball. I saw Spider-Man without you, and she was all pissed off at him.
Yeah.
She was like... Yeah, when the guy brings home dough, he just wants a couple minutes to himself.
I've had girlfriends like that, though, who get pissed off when you go see a movie without them, or even in my case, watching it in my own place.
But if he was like, can we go see Spider-Man? She'd be like, no, let's go see the fucking Katherine Heigl movie. Like,
yuck.
No. First of all, Katherine Heigl stinks. Like,
her movies are awful.
She brought down Gerard Butler a whole peg.
Oh, yeah.
She's actually a good one for the list. The Jennifer Aniston list.
The Jennifer Aniston Memorial
the
list.
Jessica Biel is on the list.
Mm-hmm. Besides Rules of Attraction, there's not a good movie.
Throw Katherine Heigl on that pile.
Channing Tatum is just the.
They all get one. I would venture so far as to throw in.
Channing Tatum had Hudson. A gem though.
What gem?
21 Jump
21
Street.
Jump Street.
The gem.
And he had a. I haven't seen it. I don't plan to. But he had a monster hit with that Magic Mike movie.
Well, that's not your. You know,
it's not made for me. But it was a huge deal, right?
It had the guy made from a True Blood. It had a bunch of good guys that take the clothes off.
It made a lot of money, so you can't really. And well, G.I. Joe. At least I guess it got a sequel, so couldn't have been that.
You know,
bigger.
They actually added the Channing Tatum in that movie. They were supposed to release it last year.
Yeah, he was supposed to get killed in the beginning, and then they were like, "Whoop, he's famous now. More Tatum."
Fucking makes me so angry.
I mean, what movie do you?
First of all, he's fucking cross-eyed.
What do you have against him?
Well, one, I can't look at him. Secondly,
guy's a handsome dude. He's got a Bobo face, but he's
got a fucking Bobo face.
But he's funny as hell in that one movie.
The guy is fucking Daffy. But
he is
he's Looney Tony.
Look at his fucking face. He's got the brain of a child, and his movies are terrible.
And he's got a lot more money than.
He has a lot more money.
He doesn't sound like a dickhead like
21 Jump Street was super funny.
He doesn't sound like a dickhead like Beckham. Like, have you ever heard David Beckham talk? He's like a gorgeous Adonis, and then like you hear him talk, he's like East End London type fucking.
Is he all Cockney?
Oh my god, he sounds like an idiot. But it's like he's like really high Cockney. He sounds moronic, and you're just like, damn man, you should really shut the fuck up and just sport those underwear ads, man. Like, like you're lucky you're gorgeous and great at soccer.
You're lucky you're a god.
Yeah, I mean for real. But yeah, Channing Tatum, I don't mind him so much. Like I actually like probably. I liked it, G.I. Joe. I know everyone hates that stupid scene when they're in the fucking the suits.
Well, that's my problem. I can't stand that robot
My one
suit.
Big problem with G.I. Joe is that Will Ferrell wasn't the Cobra Commander, and that was the perfect Cobra Commander to me.
I would pay really good money to see that.
Will Ferrell. That's not the only problem I have with G.I. Joe. I could literally take an hour breaking down every piece of shit about that movie.
Yeah?
The biggest problem was it all boils down to he didn't share his double bubble, and so...
I mean, it's a great gun.
And so that basically caused...
But now if you replace Joe...
That's minutia. That's minutia. Here's the big problem, is that moments, like, right before that movie came out, Iron Man hit it big, and they're like, get him in robot suits, hurry! Yeah. Did you ever play with your G.I. Joe toys and have him in robot suits? Was that ever an
Exo
option?
Exo Squad, that was
that the... That was Exo Squad, yeah. Or, like... Things like the whole underwater base was kind of dumb.
No, they always had huge bases everywhere.
I mean, I allowed it mentally because, yeah, it's G.I. Joe. I'm not taking it too seriously.
Do they fire guns or lasers in that movie?
Straight lasers.
Well, that's what they...
No, they fire guns in the movie. Straight lasers in the cartoon.
In the cartoon, I remember the lasers.
I was going to say, if I don't see just a screen chock full of red and blue lasers, I'm going to fucking...
You see, if I was...
The casting, too, like... Joseph Gordon-Levitt, love the guy, but Cobra Commander?
No. Will Ferrell, man.
Doesn't sound like Cobra Commander, doesn't act like Will Ferrell, he could do it.
Amazing. They took that movie all wrong. It should have been like, you know, the two twins, it should have been like Vince Vaughn and Ben Stiller. And then it shouldn't have been really that 20. Like one's like super tall, one's super short.
The finishing each other's sentences.
Tina Fey should have been that.
I would say Kristen Wiig for the... Baroness.
One funny girl. I don't
Kristen
know.
Wiig or what about...
John C. Reilly should have been like Destro, and he shouldn't have been bald-headed. He should have had his little fro.
Like metal fro.
Yeah, metal fro.
Hey, Commander.
Yeah. He talks like, what's that, Dr. Steve Brule? Yeah. Guacamole.
Serpentor could have been Danny McBride.
Yeah, oh my god, he could have definitely been.
Because he would have been the high boss with that cockiness. He would have been straight, what's his name? From Kenny Powers.
Kenny Powers.
With the mullet peeking out of that stupid cobra hood.
It's a snake hood, but a mullet snake hood.
Okay, so you've casted the perfect cobra team.
I know we've talked about this in before, but I definitely think they went the wrong. They tried to take it seriously when I always saw G.I. Joe as the Cobra's side as a joke. Like they were.
What about the Joes though? Who would you put in the Joes?
It doesn't matter who they are.
I thought the Joes should be straight up action stars. It should be like the Expendables, like have all the best action stars, and then just cast all the comedy dudes as Cobra.
Dude, isn't that, they could like cast Chuck Liddell like a real badass, and the you could just take the reaction shots of all the awesome, funny people of them getting punched. Like, oh man, they're
if
for
that's
real.
The case too, I want. Oh my god, we have to write this. Trademark Panda Black Comics.
Here you go, man. Dude, if there's ever a person born for a role, it's Will Ferrell as Cobra Commander.
No, and you tell the whole story from Cobra's point of view that they're the inept terrorist organization trying to take down the Great American Fighting Force,
yeah, right.
Who are just super efficient, and they all have like quasi gay themes.
And I just saw their
like
magic,
the Venture Brothers.
I just saw their magic together in the campaign. Throw Zach Galifianakis in there as some character too.
Yeah, trying to think of what G.I. Joe.
Dude, you could have him as like the human resources guy at like Cobra Command at Cobra.
No, all the Cobra like clone soldiers are all Galifianakis.
Oh my god, that'd be great. They're all just
dozens of them.
Those are clones?
They're robots
according,
in the cartoon.
Yeah, they're robots. Oh. So yeah, you can make them that. Storm Shadow, maybe.
Yeah. Say,
no, that's Ken Jeong.
A portly like a white bearded
show. No, just make it Ken Jeong, so at least he's still Asian.
Oh my god, that would be, I forgot about him. He's awesome too.
It's just the comedy all-stars Cobra.
And that would be like the best movie of the year by
far. My god, we're onto something here.
Yeah, but I'm Joseph Gordon-Levitt, I mean, come on. I like him a lot. It's just that's just a weird role for him to be Cobra Commander. I don't see him as a bad guy, really. He's never a bad guy.
He can play bad guy, but he's puny.
He can't play a bad guy. He's not a bad guy.
The big complaint I had was he's not Cobra Commander for 99% of the movie till the very end.
Well,
and
just
then
like
he puts
Destro
on
too.
Destro too, and Destro was another guy like the 10th Doctor from,
yeah,
no 9th Doctor,
Chris Eccleston,
Christopher Eccleston
from what
Doctor Who.
Mm-hmm.
He's a former
that.
Doctor Who.
How many Doctor Who's have there been since like the new one came about?
Three.
Because didn't they just recast that shit?
A couple of years back.
I thought they just got a new Doctor Who like this last season.
No, it's still Matt Smith.
But his friends got changed up?
His companions.
Oh, yeah. Thank God.
You were getting sick of him?
Well, I mean, I haven't seen the latest ones go, but I was getting sick of Rory and his wife.
You didn't see the Angels Take Manhattan?
No. And Donna Noble? Like, finally they got rid of that.
Well, she went a while back. She was like three seasons ago.
Yeah, but she was like a whole fucking season, that bitch.
I never watched.
She was the worst companion.
I never watched a show, but is it seamless? Like, do they know that the characters are changing? Like, do they know that it's a different Doctor Who? And they know it's different friends, or they just keep recasting people to the same roles?
Wait, I'm not following you.
The only person that's recast,
like, Doctor Who's
Doctor
Who, right? But
yeah,
he obviously new people play him. Do they play it like his new people? Like,
yeah, because when you regenerate, when you're a Time Lord and you regenerate your body, your personality gets mixed up.
Now, same thing with his friends. Do they know, like, is it like known on the show that these are different characters? Like, I've never seen the show, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, because they'll do full arcs with the characters, and they'll write them endings for the companions.
All right, so when they bring in new characters, bring in new friends, they're just new friends.
So they'll either have them, well, in some of the past cases, either they'll kill them, mm-hmm, they'll send them to another dimension.
You said the show started in the 70s?
No.
60s?
60s.
When did they stop it and restart it again?
They stopped it probably, I want to say, in the 90s.
They went about 30 years?
Yeah, I think that's right. I think it was the 90s, and then they started again in 05.
Damn, you figured 30 years, you wouldn't stop it.
You know, I thought that it sucked that they'd gotten rid of Martha Jones so quick.
I liked her.
She was
hot.
Great. And then you get this buck-toothed fucking ginger bitch.
She was the worst. She's the worst companion.
Let me tell you, you don't know the show, but she's the redhead woman who comes into the office.
I don't think he watches The Office either.
Really?
No, sorry. You mean like the European version?
No, the straight American version.
Is that the one Peter marries? Am I even saying the right guy?
No.
What's the guy's name? The main character of the whole show?
Of The Office?
Yeah. Not Carell, but the other guy.
Jim?
Yeah.
No. He marries Pam from the entire series.
Hey, look, man.
This is just some other chick. She's a British chick. She was awful on Doctor Who because you just can't stand her. And then she does that same exact act on The Office. And you just don't want her there. She plays just deplorable people.
Every other companion is like this relatively attractive chick.
Yeah.
And then here comes some bitch who looks like fucking Nanny McPhee.
Yeah,
it's like, what the fuck?
And all she does is like scream about how I want to get married.
Right.
Slapper.
She's like that like older chick who never got married, and she's super obsessed with the idea.
And they pull a fast one on you. She shows up in this one episode, and he's like, "You want to be my companion?" She's like, "Nah, forget it. I'm gonna go back to, you know, my normal boring life." Like 5 episodes later, she's like, "All right, let's do this."
Well, Lou, did you see the new companion chick?
No, she hot?
Yeah, pretty easy on the eyes.
All right. How often do they roll over the cast of that show?
Every couple seasons. And they'll switch it up in the middle. Like, some characters, they'll end when a doctor changes.
Yeah. Is it like other British shows where it's like 7 episodes, or is it like...
No, Doctor Who's gotten enough American acceptance that they want to keep that train going, so they kind of format it towards the American audience. So you get a full season with a mid-season break where they throw in a Christmas special. Every year there's a Christmas episode.
I mean, I love the Christmas specials on shows.
Well, this one, I like the Doctor Who ones. I hate Christmas specials, but they do them cool.
American
this,
Dad.
This past Christmas special, they did these snowmen who come to life because the snow is somehow sentient. And it turns out that it's a hive mind from another planet, voiced by Ian McKellen.
Really?
Yeah, I thought that was awesome when I heard that.
You would just mention Christmas special, but have you ever watched the American Dad ones?
Mm-hmm.
They are all fantastic. It all ends up like he kills Santa Claus, all dark shit, like the Antichrist comes.
The Antichrist one was funny. I saw
Rapture.
That one. And he's basically just a goofball, right?
He's always, well, Stan Smith is always a goofball.
No, I'm talking the Antichrist.
He's anti-Jesus, so like he has a thing where he feels like he feels like a whole thing full of sand, and he's like, and then the whole structure breaks. He's like, "You are a carpenter, and I'm not useful at all." And like, he has the upside down cross his shirt and stuff like that.
I'm surprised that show's still going. You're the only guy I know who watches it on the reg.
It's
and how is that Cleveland shit still? That show was awful.
Well, Seth MacFarlane probably has carte blanche on that network.
I think he's probably off most of these shows.
Because all the voices. Family Guy's his thing. He definitely.
I'm sure Family Guy. He continues on. And
American Dad was never his thing.
He does a voice on it. He does Stan, right?
But it was never. He didn't write it or anything.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't be surprised if in the next few seasons these shows start tapering down a little bit, because he's definitely making a jump.
You know. Maybe I just don't think so for the simple fact that they cannot fill up that after Simpsons, after Family Guy time slot.
They'll kill the animation domination thing.
No.
I don't think Bob's Burgers doing all that
it's
much.
It's doing pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a popular, very popular show.
Huh.
That's like the one show that that guy does that actually people watch.
John Benjamin? Yeah. Archer.
Yeah, but that's on FX. So I'm talking about a major network.
Archer's the greatest.
Archer good. Is hilarious.
I'm so psyched for that new season to start.
And plus, it didn't do great, you know, when it was showing, but Home Movies has awesome cult following.
Cult following on that one, yeah.
He has a great voice. He actually has a voice in Family Guy.
Yeah, he does the kind of
convenience store guy, yeah.
Well, he's one of my favorite voice actors who never has to do anything with his voice.
You ever see that guy live? It doesn't look like that voice should come out of that head.
No, I've seen him on like Comedians of Comedy and stuff.
He's like a regular dude with a beard.
He did a lot of stuff back in the day with like David Cross and all sorts of...
I loved his stand-up David Cross, man. He was hilarious.
You're jumping, though.
I'm sorry. So keep me in line, man.
We're talking John Benjamin. Do you watch Archer?
I watch Archer. It's they have Gam-Gam from
Jessica Walter.
They have a bunch of them.
Jeffrey Tambor's on it.
The dad.
Jeffrey Tambor.
Is the leader of the other spy agency.
The KGB.
Kitty is the secretary for ISIS.
Oh, yeah. Man, really?
Yep. Yeah.
She's kind of
say goodbye to these.
Yeah, she's like the dingbat secretary.
Yeah.
And then I'm trying to think who else. There's a lot of great cameos. Like the season finale last season was a two-parter in space, and the astronaut dude was Bryan Cranston.
I forgot about that.
Who was awesome. Lana Kane is Aisha Tyler, who's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. She is hilarious in that show. Man. Yeah. Aisha Tyler is hilarious in that show.
She's awesome.
Well, I mean, since it might be a nice little segue, it's on our little list, but what do you guys think of a new Arrested Development that's going to be coming in May?
Can't wait, but I'm terrified.
You have the same cast. They got everyone back.
I know, but it's like Star Wars, you know?
It's not like Star Wars.
And Lord of the Rings, where we're like, that was great, I love it, I want more. And then you get that next one, and you're like, it's not.
Well, I feel kind of, you know what, like, Lord of the Rings, I never was betrayed by it. Star Wars stunk.
I'm saying, all right, so it's a trilogy, right?
Yeah.
Star Wars trilogy. So we got our trilogy of Arrested Development. We got 3 seasons out of it. Mm-hmm. And then when they come back and they return to it, it's like, this isn't exactly what I was signing up for, but it's Arrested Development. Yeah, I can't help but be excited.
You got to remember, though, look at the cast of characters you have. Tambor, everything he's done since then has been pretty fun. Everything he's been in has been funny, like his character. Same thing with Bateman. Same thing with Sarah. Yeah. Same thing with Arnott and Cross.
And Dave Cross, yeah.
And I think Portia de Rossi is just exclusively dating Ellen. I don't think she's done anything.
No, she's on something. Something I don't watch. But
probably Cougar Town.
I know she's on something. I heard the funniest thing, speaking of, I was reading an article about it. And you know there's jokes in that show that they started and never finished?
Really?
Yeah. There is a gag on the show that if you actually go back and watch a couple instances of, it makes perfect sense that Tobias is actually a albino black dude. There's several jokes in the series.
I've noticed, like, when the wife is going after Carl
Ice.
Weathers.
She's going after Ice. And he goes, well, I could see why she would go with someone so similar to myself.
Right.
And then there's a scene where she's combing Maybe's hair and going, like, I don't know where you got this nappy hair. And then there's another one where, I forgot what it was. He's talking to Carl Weathers or something, and he goes, you know, guys like us, we got to, you know, stick together. Similar guys like us or something. And you go down the list of these, and there's like a dozen
of them. And then there was the one where he's dressing up blue, and Michael sends him over to protect the mom. He's like, a colored man broke into my house.
Yeah. And he goes, what color was he?
Just off the top here, off the cusp right here, not to be your favorite moment, but what is your one of your memorable moments from that TV show that was, you know, that you like you just still laugh to this day out?
The ones I still, most of it. I'm trying to think of a specific one.
Lou?
I always dug, you ever see the episode where they get that private eye?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Who would come in.
And she keeps...
Gene Parmesan?
Yeah.
He keeps, like, shocking Martin Gam Gam.
Yeah, and then, like, at one point, they're in Mexico, and he gets tackled by Ice. And he's like, Gene? There's no way you're that good.
Well, he shows up. He's in a big teddy bear suit on balloons. And he's like, no, I'm Gene Parmesan. Right.
I love how he kept turning around, and he was just, like, painting a wall. He's like, it's Gene Parmesan. Like,
and then the mom is like, he gets me every time.
He never is getting any information.
No, he's just skulking around in costume.
He's just kind of shocking Gam Gam the whole time.
I mentioned some of my favorites last week, I think, with the Jeffrey Tambor's character with the shrimp fest in the 3rd season. I felt it was the most underrated joke. Oh, the shrimp.
One of my favorite parts is when Tobias goes to jail and Tambor is just like, yo, you're going to get killed, you're going to get killed. And he ends up taking down the door. He comes Dorothy.
Dorothy, yeah.
So. And it's a whole like.
White Power Bill.
Yeah, he takes out White Power Bill, that's the guy's name. And it becomes like a whole Wizard of Oz theme thing. Everyone wears red shoes.
Friends of Dorothy.
Oh my God. I the whole concept of that makes me laugh.
You know, I think my favorite joke of all time on that show had to be Hermano.
Hermano.
he's like, I found him. I think she's sleeping with his brother. His name is Tio. Oh, that's so good.
I like the first episode where Buster's flipping out. Where he's like, what does blue mean on the map? What is...
So we're talking about Buster, right? The guy who thought that blue on a map meant land?
Yeah. That re-energized Bateman's whole career. He plays that same character as Michael Bluth in every movie he does. He doesn't play a different character.
Pretty much, he's a good straight man.
Oh, he's the best.
That new
except
movie
for the,
looks really bad though.
Which one?
Let's see. It could be this new.
Oh, with him and that chick from the
fat
Brad Bridesmaids.
Yeah,
she's where she steals funny. His identities. She's
yes.
not funny.
She's funny in that movie. Nah. In Bridesmaids?
She's like Chris. She's like a unfunny Chris Farley.
Are you stupid? That movie's just... That
no, Bridesmaids is funny.
She's so funny.
I don't find her that funny.
Oh, she was so funny to me in that movie.
Where she takes on all the dogs and stuff?
Yeah.
I thought everyone else was much better than her.
Oh, see, she was probably my favorite.
I liked how Kristen Wiig and that other cute chick were like battling back and forth with like their love. Not their love, but like she's like, I'm her best friend for real. And the other one just wanted to be her best friend. Like, I like that whole relationship. I thought that she was like too trying to be funny. Like she was like Chris Farley, but not funny.
Oh, see, I found her hysterical.
Yeah,
yeah.
She's on that Mike and Molly show too. I haven't watched it.
I find that show unfunny, like completely unfunny, terrible.
I haven't watched it, so I'm not gonna say anything about it. But it didn't look that funny.
No, that show's awful. I've tried it.
You want to? Because it's like in the same sentence as that Two Broke Chicks show where it's just like, we're two broke chicks. And then Mike and Molly's
like,
we're two.
It's a four-camera series with a laugh track and a couple good racial stereotypes in there. You watch it, Two Broke Girls?
No.
Awful.
It looked
it's terrible.
Really bad.
It's really
it didn't look funny.
Like, they got the boss is like this completely stereotypical Asian dude who speaks in broken English, and then the one is snarky, and the other one's peppy.
Well, to tell you the truth, except for Modern Family, I haven't actually gone out and tried to watch a sitcom. Pete got me into How I Met Your Mother and Big Bang, but I haven't like gone and sucked out a sitcom in a long, long time.
You haven't sucked out a sitcom?
Oh my god! Huh. I just can't say the word right now.
Sought
out.
Okay.
A sitcom.
All right.
it's just like I was never going to say it.
I haven't sucked off many sitcoms.
I try to go down on a sitcom.
I haven't blown many.
I got a laugh track all over my face.
The only decent sitcom I've seen in a while is New Girl.
With Zoe Deschanel?
Yeah.
If they ever make a new Batman, she's my Harley Quinn.
Why?
Because she is crazy-eyed.
No, I mean, she's decent on the show because she's too pixie-ish. Yeah, but it's the other guys that
Harley
is crazy. The show.
You can't see him be like, "Hey, Mr. J."
Maybe.
I know you probably want to. Both of you guys want to cast. What's that really, really cute blonde chick?
From
Fanboys and
Kristen Bell.
Yeah, she has the look, but I think just the persona, like. Remember her in what's that? The movie with Danny McBride where they were in like the fantasy land. You know, there was like the knights and stuff. He was
Your Highness.
Your Highness. She did a good job, like as a comedic actress in that. And she was in guy.
She does comedy just fine. It's just she's really pigeonholed herself into the starry eyed pixie girl.
Well, I hope
so. Staring on.
You're Mr. Batman. What are the chances that we get a new actual live action Batman movie?
100%.
I mean.
In the next 5 years, you'll see a new Batman.
You think is it going to have anything to do with the previous three?
No. They're done. Nolan's
are
done.
Are they going to reboot it like they did with
I have Spider-Man? A feeling that the next ones are going to be Justice League related.
I hope so because realistically, DC needs to get on the ball with that. They need a Flash movie. They need a movie they can hang their hat on with Green Lantern because he's a cool character.
Yeah, but they're going to fuck that up. They fucked that up so bad. I really hated that Green Lantern, as I've said many, many, many times.
Wonder Woman, to me, it would be like the Thor movie. It'd be good, but...
Wonder Woman, they could do. They could totally do a decent Wonder Woman. People want it.
But I'm saying it'd be like Thor, where it would be a good movie, but you could not have it, too.
It would be the least of the DC movies, probably.
Iron Man, Cap, and Hulk were much better than Thor. Like, I like
Thor. I like
Thor movie.
Just fine, but it's not the one I go back and watch over.
It's on Netflix. I haven't even bothered to rewatch it.
Yeah, I watched Cap a few times.
I love the Cap movie.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
It's a little underrated, I thought, or people just didn't give it a
chance. A lot of people hated it because they were like, he was singing and dancing. It's like, didn't you watch the rest of the film? Like,
no, it's a cool movie.
He wasn't really singing. He would say some shit, and the broads would come out and dance.
And it's a five-minute sequence.
Yeah.
It's not like it's the whole movie.
Just like any origin film, it takes him like half the movie to become Cap.
The whole point of that scene, too, is get him in the costume. Here's this...
It wouldn't make sense otherwise.
Plausible reason to put him in this ridiculous getup.
It wouldn't make sense otherwise if he was just in a stupid costume, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, he played it well and punches Hitler a bunch.
Yeah.
What's not to like?
Fucking.
Plus, that song gets in my head every time I watch it.
Was it Viva Vendetta was really good as a bad guy?
Oh, Hugo Weaving.
Hugo Weaving, he was good as a bad guy.
Yeah, too bad he doesn't want to come back and do another.
Well, I mean.
But
I
they've already pretty much.
Did he end up killing the Red Skull on that?
Sort of. Red Skull grabs the Cosmic Cube, or the, I guess they call it the Tesseract, and he gets, like, zapped. So it could conceivably be that he got zapped to another dimension or into the realm of Thanos or something like
that. The new Cap movie, is it going to be in the timeline after the Avengers?
Cap is modern day. The new
one. So it's after the Avengers?
Cap 2. Winter Soldier is going to take place after Avengers.
And now is that a famous miniseries? Like
Winter Soldier?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Winter Soldier sees the return, and you saw him in the movie. He's a little different in the comic, but Bucky, his best friend,
yeah,
the guy who falls off the train, mm-hmm. Bucky gets frozen, much like Cap, but taken in by the Russians.
Oh, so he's like the bad guy?
He's basically the Soviet Captain America, you know, like he's got a metal arm.
I'm going to guess that story was written in the early 80s?
No, that story was written probably 5 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
It was like they always said, it was an old saying that nobody stays dead in comics except for Uncle Ben and Bucky. And then, well, Gwen Stacy was on the list, and then they brought back Gwen Stacy, and then they brought back Bucky.
You brought back in the comic?
Yeah.
Just give me a breakdown how you brought back her.
It was a clone.
Okay, that's not really her.
It was her daughter.
All right.
It's one of the worst storylines in comics, where Gwen Stacy cheated on Peter Parker with Norman Osborn, gave birth to twins who Norman experimented on so that they grew up super fast. And then the son becomes the Gray Goblin, and the Gwen Stacy just becomes Gwen Stacy and falls in love with Peter Parker.
That sounds like the writer was procrastinating, and it was like 2 hours before he had to go.
It really is. It's an awful... I remember reading that and just going, oh my God, really? This is... They actually have a panel, too, where it's Norman Osborn shirtless grunting on top of her. You can just see his face, and he's just like, I don't want to see this. I love Gwen Stacy. Why is this happening?
Is there anything left on the old list there?
I think we're good. I think it's time to wrap it up. We're at about an hour and a half.
All right, cool,
so what did we learn today?
We learned that Battleship is not appreciated by all.
We learned don't watch Battleship.
Everyone loves Arrested Development.
Manti Te'o is probably gay.
If you're going to lie about a girlfriend, make a better story.
Nobody cares about cycling.
Nobody. Cancer is bad. It's bad, okay? Hmm.
And Walking Dead is good.
Oh, we didn't get a chance to talk about the show.
Oh, we didn't talk about this. We'll cover that next week as we get closer to the premiere of Walking Dead.
You might as well wait till February to.
We will do some coverage of our favorite shows.
Let's do a couple little quick shout outs to everything.
All right. So we can be found online. Please check us out. We are Painted Black Comics. Check out our comics at paintedblackcomics.com. Check us out on Facebook, Painted Black Comics. We are at Painted Black at PIB Comics on Twitter. Tweet us. Let us know if there's anything you want us to talk about on the show or any complaints, or grievances, compliments, or topics. And I just want to throw out to Brian, check out Disenfranchised on iTunes and Podbean.com. Also, you could find links on PaintedBlackComics.com. And Twitter him at DFranchise. That's DFranchised. So listen. When's that come out, Brian?
What?
Disenfranchised, when you put those up.
Twitter?
No, the episodes.
Oh, I do it on Sundays.
So every Sunday forward to a new episode?
And I want to give a shout-out to you real quick. Pete's starting a new show. It's going to be about nerd topics. And when does that start?
Geek Culture. We are still trying to figure out the name, but we are recording it tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We'll have my panelists, including Bill Smith, who you heard last week on this show.
And our boy Joe.
And Joe Amendola, our buddy from Comic-Con, will be joining me. And we are just going to talk about some little broader geek topics, geek controversies, and just go a little deeper, kind of what we do here, just a little more, beneath the surface.
Cool. And like always, check us out at DC Comic Con. Is DC, what is it called?
DC is the one we're doing. It's AwesomeCon DC.
AwesomeCon DC. That's in April.
April 20th and 21st.
We'll be there signing comics, hopefully debuting The Hallowed and Lou's new comic, Hand of God. Orkley's part of that. And
a couple pages, hopefully, at least.
And we'll be there. And you know what? I think that's just about it, man.
Lou, you got anything you want to throw out there?
Mel Gibson needs to quit because that movie.
You don't have a – you want your personal Twitter out there or anything? Twitter us, avoid Lou.
So I'm going to try out a first time. I know it's our fourth episode only, but I'm going to try a call sign out, man. Can I try it?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, man. Until next week, man. Paint it black.
All right.